a fraction of a percent is the suspected fraudulent claims within your sector, within your insurance company. Would that be correct?
That we, I suppose, that we think there's sufficient proof that he can go to the Gardaí, and there are a lot of claims where we expect, where we, I mentioned to you earlier, about 4% of our claims cost we identify as fraudulent. So it's not the biggest issue by any means. I don't think we're portraying it as the biggest issue. But only a small number are referred to Gardaí where we think there's a realistic potential of being proven and prosecuted.
Should you not, if you believe that a claim is fraudulent, should you not report it to the Gardaí regardless? Like, you've carried out your own internal investigation, you believe that the claim's fraudulent,
but
you're willing to come here before this committee and suggest figures of potential fraudulent claims, but when we actually drill down to out of 5,000 claims per annum, you're only reporting 8.
I'll take that point.
Okay. Okay, because this is the issue here. We've listened to quite a while in relation to this issue, and I know that there's issues in terms of fraudulent claims. I know that there's issues in terms of exaggerated claims, but not at the scale that users are suggesting. And the last 10 minutes have just proven that.